A bomb exploded today on the subway in the Russian city of St. Petersburg. It killed at least 10 people and injured many more. Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is calling it a terrorist attack. And earlier today, we talked to Andrew Roth of the Washington Post on the phone in St. Petersburg. He told us what happened.
So around 2:30 in the afternoon, a blast ripped through the metro in St. Petersburg. That's Russia's second largest city. This was right in the center of the city, underground. A lot of photos and videos came out really quickly. People apparently had to sort of break their way out of the train once the blast happened. A lot of people injured inside of the station.
And what caused it? Was it a bomb?
It took some time, but the Russian government has pretty definitively said that, yes, it was an explosive device. It was placed on the train, but it doesn't look like it was a suicide attack. It looks like the person left it and then left the train. Meanwhile, there was another explosive device that was taken and diffused at a different site in St. Petersburg today. So it looks like at this point that there's no question of this being any kind of accident. It was a targeted terrorist attack in the heart of one of Russia's largest cities.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting St. Petersburg today. What has he said about the attack?
You know, this is quite interesting because Putin sort of made his legacy in Russia very much about being a sort of law and order president. He was in the city today. There was, you know, concern that maybe he was being targeted. But when he finally came out for a press conference this evening with the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, he actually didn't directly address the bomb blast in the city. So he's been very reserved in terms of talking about this so far. He said earlier that Russia is going to do everything it can to figure out who's behind the attack. That a lot of would be done in order to compensate and support people who were injured in the attack and their loved ones. But there hasn't been any sort of direct discussion of who is behind this or what Russia is going to do about it next.
So there is no claim of responsibility so far?
So far, we haven't seen any claim of responsibility, no.
Are there any leads or are officials talking about any leads that they have in this investigation so far?
You know, officials haven't discussed any leads because past attacks of this nature in Russia have often been tied to the insurgency in the Caucasus in Chechnya. I would assume that one of the main sort of suspicions would be that it's an attack by insurgents from that region, but there hasn't been any sort of conclusion of that. Russia is also involved in the conflict in Syria, and that's also considered a possible motive behind the attack. But in terms of an actual suspect or a person that investigators say that they're looking for, we haven't seen anything in particular yet.
I guess it's important to know how common are attacks like this in Russia?
So there have been attacks like this before, although this is the largest attack of this kind on Russian soil since 2013. That was several bombings in the city of Volgograd, which is in southern Russia. There's also been bombing attacks on the metro in particular before, like dual bombing attacks in 2010 in Moscow. Those killed several dozen. The main difference between those and this was that those were suicide attacks carried out by women from the North Caucasus.
It's Washington Post reporter Andrew Roth from St. Petersburg, Russia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.